You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. So a single verse. I'll read it, make a few comments. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. So you see, it starts with therefore. So we have a hint that this is not exactly in isolation. So Paul has been making a defense. He says in verse 3, but with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. And so he says, it's God who judges. And you can say, well, where does Paul get this from? How does he know this? Well, it's pretty clear. We just prayed Psalm 98 and Psalm 24, but we've been praying the Advent Psalms, and those are prophetic, and they talk about a God who judges, a God who commends, a God who brings out the things that were hidden in darkness and brings them to light. And Jesus Christ, of course, speaks in very similar words. So Paul's saying something that comes really from his knowledge of the scripture and his authority as an apostle. So what does he say? He says, don't pronounce judgment before the time. There is a time that's coming, and the Lord who will come will bring to light the things hidden in darkness and disclose the purposes of the heart. Okay, so I think there's two senses of this. What is God bringing to light here? For us as Christians, we tend to, hopefully, see our sin and sometimes judge ourselves, sometimes justly and sometimes not so justly. We have a conscience, and the Lord brings to light things, and we see them, and hopefully we repent of them. And so that's a good thing, that the Lord brings to light something that's in darkness. And we try to live our lives in the light so that there's no darkness in them, as John exhorts us. So that's one sense of it, is the Lord's going to bring to light things that are in darkness, and we kind of look at ourselves. But the other things, I would argue, is the things that we don't see. Because guess what? We're still in this world in a kind of darkness. And we don't see things clearly. And so when we judge, sometimes we're judging in darkness because we don't have the light of the Lord. And people around us certainly don't have the light of the Lord. And what we need is the Lord to bring light into the darkness so that we can see. And so we want to live our lives in the light, but it needs to be the light of Christ that comes in. And then finally it says, then each one will receive his commendation from God. That's an encouragement to us. Yes, there's judgment coming, but also there is the Lord who delights in us, who wants us to be with him forever, loves us deeply, and will bring his light into our lives by the power of the Spirit.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.